New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today ordered new restrictions in parts of Brooklyn and Queens starting tomorrow, including hundreds of school closures. This comes after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio signaled new changes over the weekend. Some of the areas seeing spikes in coronavirus cases include ultra-Orthodox communities. Eric Adams is in one of those communities most impacted. He's president of the Brooklyn Borough. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. So, Eric, public health officials are very concerned right now. The positivity rate is now between 3% and 8% in some neighborhoods. What are you telling residents in your borough?
It's very important that we come together as not only one borough, but one city to have a plan that really goes on the ground and understand the diversity of this city, both in language and in cultures. Government has an obligation and communities have a responsibility to coordinate and follow the basic procedures so that we can remain safe.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Late last month, the mayor said he was doing vigorous outreach in various communities, bringing in a number of Yiddish speakers to help. But you tweeted yesterday that the city has failed to work with communities with language and cultural barriers to stop this virus. Where's the disconnect here?
We have continually communicated with the city as though we have one language, one culture. When you hold daily briefings on a national, state, or city level that are just predominantly English-speaking, there's clearly a disconnect. 47% of Brooklynites speak a language other than English at home. You can't have a one-size-fits-all approach. And many people say, well, this has been going on for 7 months. Everyone should know it by now. That is just not true. Changing human behavior is a constant reinforcement and reminder.
Eric, what do you think the disconnect is then? Because the mayor feels like or has said that the city is doing vigorous outreach to these various communities and actually bringing in folks who can speak the language.
When I spoke with the contact tracers and learned that they were looking to hire people basically only if they had a college degree in certain disciplines, that's just not what's needed on the ground. We don't need a college degree. You need a degree of engagement and you're known in your community. There's a large level of distrust in government right now because of the president we have. And so when you go to immigrant communities, when you go to communities that are afraid that they will be deported because they are not documented, you need credible messengers to have those in conversations. Those are local imams, local rabbis, local pastors, local community groups. That is not what we're seeing, and I have not seen that.
There are reports that people in some communities are hardly wearing masks at all. There are photos that have surfaced of packed religious services with no masks in sight. There are communities that have also seen measles outbreaks in the past because of the lack of vaccinations. What are people telling you about why they're not wearing masks and social distancing? It's very hard for folks to understand what might be happening here.
And what you said is very important, because just as it's difficult for people to understand why we're seeing non-compliance in some areas, we should also understand it's difficult for people to understand when we get mixed messages. We have a president that refuses to wear a mask. We have a large number of people that are stating we should open the city. There's no real problem here. We have never been clear as government on how to properly deal with this. When you add it with some communities that are really reluctant, unfortunately, to understand that this impacts all of us, now you have a recipe for failure and a recipe for disaster.
You say the messages have not been clear. What would you tell people right now about masks and social distancing and what they need to do right now?
Not only the message, but how the message is delivered. I would tell them in a very clear, concise way, wear masks, wash hands, social distance. I will put it in Yiddish. I will put it in Urdu. I will put it in Spanish. I'll put it in English with also visual images, even Chinese. Some people don't listen to radio. They don't watch TV. They don't read American newspapers. If we only deliver our message in the methods that the everyday person does, we're going to miss a large number of people, and that will make this virus spread.
What would you like for the city to do right now as they've laid out this proposed plan that could actually change the way the communities operate starting Wednesday?
Let's inundate these communities with PPEs and information. We have various patrol groups, various groups because of what we've been doing around the census. Let's have those teams also provide the information. Everyone should be given a mask. When I walked through Borough Park, the receptivity to accepting a mask was amazing. That is what we need to do. Let's inundate these areas and then do the surrounding areas so we can stop the spread of the virus from going beyond some of the zip codes that are impacted now.
Eric Adams is Brooklyn Borough President. Eric, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. Take care.